Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications, and I am joined by Steve Rausch and Jim Thompson. Steve, what do you have for us this month?
Well, Helen, there was an article in Nip Impressions earlier in the month. Nippon Paper and others are developing sustainable aviation fuel from biomass. This biomass is paper mill residuals and other woody biomass.
What is the reason for this?
It's part of the aviation industry's goal of reaching net zero emissions by the year 2050.
Okay, this subject comes up in many venues these days. We'll be back after the break.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
And we're back. Jim, during the break, you were telling us the attempts to make liquid fuels from biomass goes back a long way.
Yes, it does. This is by no means one of the earliest, but I remember an old Finn telling me about the school buses in Finland in World War II. Petroleum was in short supply, so they had built pyrolyzers that mounted on the back of the school bus and created a gas from the partial combustion of wood. This gas was piped over the top of the bus through a hole in the hood and directly to the carburetor. The bus driver had to get up a couple of hours before school day in order to get the fire going in the pyrolyzer so the bus would be ready to go on schedule.
Okay, what is pyrolysis?
Well, according to Wikipedia, pyrolysis is the process of thermal decomposition of materials at elevated temperatures, often in an inert atmosphere. That means there's not enough oxygen to cause combustion of the gases.
And of course, to make those gases into a liquid fuel, they have to be condensed. And there is a residual, that is the char, C-H-A-R, from which we get charcoal. The whole process breaks the volatiles away from the solids, leaving the valuable fuel in both streams.
Well, it sounds like there could be an abundance of charcoal.
Could be, if a market is not found for it.
But a question I have, Jim, is why will it take time to develop this? 2050, after all, is a long way off.
Well, it's tricky to get the economics right. And there's another matter when it comes to airplanes. You are competing with jet fuel, which is cheap and has a high energy density. That means it has a lot of kilowatt hours per kilogram. Because it is an airplane, one needs to pack as much energy as possible within the given volume of the fuel tank. And jet fuel is the standard one must meet and beat.
Sounds like a tough challenge. If you have any questions or comments, we would like to hear from you. You can reach me by email at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Rausch, R-O-U-S-H, at iPulpMedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.